Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What I'm talking about
is when you chop my dope down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Trademark.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. It is September 28th, 2015, and I'm just happy to be here on this Monday night, Manic Monday. I'm putting out all my social media right now just to let people know, like, we've been doing this now for over a year. It was a year, August 2nd, and I remember that date because that is the day that Robin Williams committed suicide, and it's actually it came out on E! Entertainment News probably hours before I was scheduled to go live on air for my first show. So it kind of shaped the way that I do things based upon the fact that, you know, I could have an entire show set up and then something of importance may come up and it needs to be talked about, and I need to talk about it. So I don't want to ever put myself in a position, whether it be with a guest. I've had guests not call into the show from West Coast, East Coast, doesn't matter, you know, and I just always want to make sure that I'm being authentic and that I'm keeping up with the times, and I don't want to talk about something and then, you know, it's old news by the time I go on air. And so I feel like tonight's show is called Trials and Tribulation. Is, you know, it's just about the bullshit. You know, everybody goes through something, and I think that part of the allure of my new listeners or my new readers is the fact that they don't know that we've all been through some shit. You know, I'm everybody's mama. I'm always, you know, in a situation where, you know, people come to me and tell me shit that maybe I didn't want to hear and I didn't want to talk about, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I have a responsibility as a human being to address certain issues, especially in the community. And I want to talk about one, and I hope that she doesn't get upset. But, you know, I work with a lot of women, and I had a girl, and a lot of, you know, especially the younger girls, you know, in their early 20s, they'll come to me, they'll ask for advice, like, what do you think I should do about this, or what do you think I should do about that? And what I get a lot of photos. I've had one girl tell me that she was addicted to drugs. I had, you know, another girl tell me that, you know, she listens to my show. I had no idea. And I had another girl saying that, you know, because of the area I'm from in upstate New York, and yes, I've lived in the city, let's be clear about that shit, that, you know, she looks up to me and all these things, and I'm just like, I never knew. So I want to put back out there the responsibility back on us as human beings that when you're on a certain type of platform, and trust me, I'm no, you know, I'm not Kim Kardashian, I'm not Kanye West, I'm not on that platform. I'm in a different genre on a different level, obviously. But you need to use your platform and you need to use your time wisely. You need to use your words wisely. You know, I used to be somebody, and it's funny because I'm going back doing a book right now, and the book is called Zero Fucks Coming from a Place of Hurt. And Bethany Frankel, she's one of the New York housewives, the real thin one. She's worth, you know, probably $250 million right now. She came out with Skinny Girl Margarita, Skinny Girl Popcorn, Skinny Girl this, Skinny Girl that. She did her moniker, she did her brand, she did her logo while she was on Housewives of New York City, probably about 3-4 years ago. She's married, she's now getting a divorce, and her story terrifies me because, you know, she comes out, she tells it like it is, and I say she's like a little mini black person, a little Spanish person inside this little, you know, white lady's body. And I say that because she's just a little pit bull, and she's always been a fighter. And she had a baby. She meets this guy. They're married. You know, they get married, similar to what I did. I met my husband. I was married to him in 90 days. And, no, we did not divorce because of any other reason, but the motherfucker used to forget where he lived at nighttime sometimes. So, yes, I've been through that, too. And we've been divorced now for 7 years. We're in a, you know, amicable situation now. And that's another thing, you know, I'm going to get to that, too, about trials and tribulations. Because, obviously, you know, to me, you're single until you're married. So I don't give a fuck if y'all been living together for 50 years. And if y'all ain't got any fucking bank account, fuck all that shit. If y'all names ain't as beneficiaries on life insurance policies where if a motherfucker go, somebody going to pay for my funeral, y'all are not married, y'all are single. Okay, I ain't got no beneficiaries on my shit other than this little boy that I birthed on my own. So, you know, I watch these women, and I watch them, and I look at the signs, you know, of what it looks like when someone's having a nervous breakdown, of what it looks like when a girl grows up without a dad, and what it looks like when, you know, a woman is in between a rock and a hard place. And I always look at Bethany Frankel, and I'm terrified because she married this guy because she genuinely loved him, and I think that she was at the end of a rope. Prior to him, she dated someone else that had money. He, you know, took care of her. She was living on the Upper East Side. She couldn't afford it. So a lot of the shit that y'all see on television, let's keep it G, they don't have money like that. Probably about 90% of the Atlanta housewives, and I ain't saying no names, they ain't got no motherfucking money. If you have no commerce, and if you sell the same type of weave that one of the little girls that I know over here sell, and she live in Jordan Gardens, Unity Park, and that's a project, you ain't got no money. You understand what I'm saying? If you got white walls in your home, where's your interior designer? Where's the paint on the walls? Where's the window treatments? Fuck a curtain. You don't get curtains when you got money. You get window treatments, okay? You still got plastic blinds on your motherfucking windows, you ain't got no motherfucking money, okay? Because you could go to Home Depot and get them shits cut down, and I'm not confirming or denying. I'm broke as shit. I'm poor. I'm just kidding. But what I am saying to you is that I don't post pictures of things that are not really important. Like, it's not important to me at this stage in life to post a picture of Giuseppe's or to post a picture of Red Bottoms. And what's funny is that my Instagram name used to be at Miss Red Bottoms. And, you know, now it's at miss.d.scott, in case any of you guys are not following me on Instagram. That's where I really get shit going. That's my favorite social media right now. And I have blogs and I have a website. Website is www.stayinyourlane123.com. And, of course, I have Facebook, but, you know, people don't go on there. That's for friends and family. And my Twitter is at DMSST93. So what terrifies me about the Bethany Frankel situation is that when Skinny Girl hit, she was married to this guy. I think he did some foul shit like men do. And she went to divorce him. Well, of course, she didn't make him sign a prenup because she didn't see the fucking vision. You know, and I'm just very blessed and thankful that I have a team of people that are around me, friends and family, that see the vision. And they're like, no, you can't talk to this motherfucker because he doesn't match what the fuck we trying to do. He's still doing this over here and we need to be doing this. Or this is not somebody that motivates you. Or this is somebody that's keeping you off your game. Or this is somebody that we can't take nowhere. You know, there's dudes that I would have loved to date, but I can't stomp no red carpet with you. And you still wearing, you know, sweat socks with black shoes. Now, I know a lot of people are like, that's shit. That's fucked up, that's petty, but fuck that. I was raised a certain way. I was brought up in the motherfucking church. And I'm going to say the motherfucking church because that's what the fuck I felt like saying. And all my uncles are preachers, you know, so when I say I grew up in the church, I'm talking about like all day Sunday, vacation Bible school, camp. I went to a corporate church, all the memes that y'all be putting up. I just was in Houston staying in damn Joel Osteen town, literally at the hotel that is surrounded by all his church folks. You know, near the Galleria. So, I mean, I'm no stranger to the church, but the problem is that, you know, if I got to teach you what kind of socks that you need to wear with a particular shoe, we can't work it out. You're too fucking old. You're too motherfucking old, and I'm not going to do it. Just like you don't need to teach me what type of undergarments that I should be wearing if I'm wearing, you know, a cream shirt or if I'm wearing a white dress. You don't need to tell me what kind of undergarments because I've been to church. And so a lot of people sniff their nose at organized religion and things like that. But you do learn certain valuable characteristics when you're in the church. You know, and I know that I got one of my preacher uncles is 80-something years old, lived down there in Alabama, been preaching at the same church for like 60 years. You know, and he gets tickled when he listens to my show, my Uncle Melvin. So what people got to understand is that you just get to a certain point in life where there's just some shit that is non-negotiable, you know. And I think that with the Bethany situation, you know, now he's trying to take $50 million of her dollars. Guess what? You'll be 50 million feet under the sea. And I will publicly say that. You're not getting shit. You coming in the relationship, you're going to take whatever the fuck you came in here with, and then you're going to leave. And then I'm going to leave too. And that's fair. You understand what I'm saying? And he took her daughter. You know, that terrifies me that someone would have that power. And so a lot of you girls, you got to be careful, especially when you have children, what you post. You can't be posting pictures of you getting turned up 3 and 4 days out the week, and then baby father gets mad and goes to CPS and then ends up saying that you're unfit. And because guess what? They taking kids from their moms now and giving them to the dad. Okay, they are taking kids from the moms and putting them with the dad. It's no longer that the woman is always favored when she go to church, or when she go to court, because sometimes y'all ain't shit. Y'all really ain't, you know. So Bethany just bought a house. I mean, I have to give it to her. Kudos hands down. She signed a $100 million deal. She bought a house in the Hamptons. I think it was $10 million. She paid for it outright cash. I don't know how many suitcases, you know, you need, obviously handcuffed to your wrist, to buy a home in the Hamptons. And she has a newer home, you know. So I'm just, like, super proud of any woman that's out here handling her business. But it terrifies me because it makes me feel like, you know, if I'm dating someone, then they almost have to have, you know, more than what I got, or they have to be smarter than me in some way that I know that they're going to be able to be okay if something, you know what I mean? Because I can't, I'm going to have to just go ahead and say it. You can't be the king and the queen in your relationship. You know what I mean? I can't, and it's not about money. It's really not. You can't be the king and the queen in a relationship. If I'm in a situation, everybody say, oh, you act so mannish. No, I act mannish because some of y'all act like bitches. That's the problem. So if some of y'all men would man up. Now, again, I don't have these types of fucking problems because I date 90% of the men that I date are alpha males. So they don't play the Denise game. They don't, you know, all that me talking crazy and shit like that. They don't play that shit. But I never feel the need to have to do that. It is just an understanding. We were all, you know, the men that I choose to date over the years were pretty much all raised the same or with the same core values. So I don't subscribe to the philosophy that all men ain't shit or anything like that, and especially not black men, because that's what I date, black and Hispanic men, black Hispanic men to be exact, Panamanian, Cuban, you know, over the years, Dominican, obviously. But what ends up happening is that if you put a woman in a situation where she has to be the man in the situation longer than 6 months, coochie get dry when the wallet get dry. That is a fact. The puss is dry. If your wallet is dry, her puss is dry. That's just what it is. Because I'm not going to feed you and fuck you. I can't do it. Now, I'm going to feed you like with the food that I bought in my kitchen, and that's cool, but I can't be your only source of income. A lot of you women have gotten to a place where you take ride or die to the extreme. Like, don't be the ride or die chick and die. Like, don't be dumb. You know what I'm saying? He's a man. He's supposed to court you. He's supposed to love you. He's supposed to, you know, want to see you in a better place. You know, when I watched the What Happened, Miss Simone documentary about Nina Simone, I loved their relationship because even though Nina Simone was a powerhouse within and of herself, she was married to a man that was a police officer. So clearly, I mean, she's selling out Carnegie Hall and touring all over Europe. However, they matched because he protected her. He became her manager. She, you know, she adored him in the sense that he wouldn't allow her for many, many years, at least 10, 15 years, to snap the fuck out and become irresponsible and let her do what she wants to do. And there is, you have to, you know, especially women like me on that queen shit, you have to find a man that will allow you to have some restraint, or that makes you want to elevate and be a better woman. You know, I'm already, you know, pretty much 100, but there are people that I've dated that I, you know, I felt like, you know, I took something away from each and every one of those relationships. And my relationships usually span years and years at a time. Like, I don't know how y'all broads do it. You know, every 6 months, it's a new motherfucker. And I'm going to talk about that shit in a minute, too, some predictable shit. But every 6 months, it's a new motherfucker. Like, I can't. In 6 months, you might get a picture of my areola. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, I be with dudes for decades, like years and years and years. And then even when we stop dealing with each other, it's a situation where we go through periods where we probably don't speak because, you know, we're so passionate. I'm Tupac in this motherfucker. I'm the Tupac in the relationship. And what ends up happening is that once you get over it or there's a tragedy or something like that and you're able to have a conversation with this person, you obviously, everything's okay, but there's still love, you know. And sometimes you got to let them bang their fucking head up against the brick wall. You got to let them. You got to let them fuck up. You got to let them get out there into the world and see that not anybody is like you. But for you women, you also have to make yourself so that you're not disposable. A lot of you women, you know, someone made the comment the other day that a lot of the girls on Instagram look almost exactly the same. You know, and I was like, no, there's some cute girls. And then I looked and I'm like, you're right. A lot of these broads, you know what I'm saying? They do. That you all look alike. You have no pores on your fucking face. All your pictures are airbrushed. Like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, how's your man's pillowcases? How's his pillowcases? Because, I mean, if they're white pillowcases, y'all are fucked up. Y'all have whole imprints and impressionism going on these fucking, you know what I'm saying, on these pillowcases. See, I don't date them type of dudes. Like, the dudes that I like to date or that like me, they're all about the gym life. Like, you go wear makeup and go to the gym. You know what a fucking asshole you look like? You like a fucking fool. You know what I'm saying? Go get your whole outfit and it's all cute and you just get on the stair stepper for 4 minutes. You look fucking crazy. And we over here running, you know, for an hour and a half on the treadmill. Not because I have to. See, and there was another situation that came out that said that black women work out to look good in their clothes, whereas white women work out to look good nude. And I said, well, shit, I must be white. Because I stay trying to be, you know, naked somewhere on somebody's beach and, you know, in seclusion and, you know, just walking around this way. But, you know, as far as being healthy, I'm healthy. You know, so I don't care if I got a little pudge here and there in the belly, whatever. I'm 40 years old. I've given birth. I'm good. You know, I don't got much of anything else. However, I'll sit on the treadmill for an hour and a half because I've been running since I was 12 years old. That's a long motherfucking time. That's a long time. That's almost 30 years. Literally, it's almost 30 years that I've been running. So I feel like, you know, one of the other issues with the Bethany Frankel situation and her divorce is the fact that he's being nasty. You know, my divorce wasn't nasty like that. We just didn't fucking talk. Like, when I said we was getting a divorce, like, that was it. We got a divorce. We didn't fuck with each other. And then, you know, because that is my son's father, you know, he ended up having to move back in with me after we had got rid of, you know, one or two of the properties in Florida. And then he had to come back and live with me. And we lived on separate sides of the house. And I had a boyfriend. He had a girlfriend. And that's what we did. So, you know, when people come to me with their situations and their relationships, and a lot of people, for whatever reason, I don't know what the fuck it is, the blood moon or whatever, and I'm pretty easygoing. You can't really say too much to shock me. When they come to me with this shit, I'm just like, oh, my God. So earlier this week, and I hope she doesn't get mad because I do sometimes share the stuff that goes into my inbox. This is, you know, a movement. We didn't start some shit just to start some shit. This is a movement. And, you know, I have a lot of young ladies, not so much that look up to me, but look at me like, because I'm very open about the shit that I've been through and about, you know, what I would do or just my anger issues. And so I get all kinds of shit in my DMs and in my inboxes and in my emails. And I got photos of a girl that had been beaten, you know, black eye, you know, bruised ribs, just, it was terrible. And I know this girl because I work with her. And she's telling me that the family of her, you know, ex-husband did this to her, and he held the baby and watched while they jumped her and abused her. And I felt like, the first thing as a mother is, you know, if he's under the age of five, which her child is, it's a you know, and he won't remember. But at the same time, like, that's animalistic. And so, you know, I told her what she needed to do as far as legal was concerned. Because you get to a certain age, fuck that fighting in the street, bitch, you going to jail. Fuck that, because you'll understand when you got to take time out your day and get off from Mickey D's, from making fucking fries and your fucking $15 minimum wage an hour to take your raggedy ass to court. You'll understand that when you get on probation in New York State and you're not allowed to get off probation till you pay me back restitution for what the fuck you did to me because I couldn't work. And you talking to somebody that had been stabbed in her face before by a stranger, never seen a bitch before in my life. But I bet you she can't get no food stamps, she can't get a student loan, she can't get shit. She got caught with a felony. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm old school. Like, yeah, I'll bust your nose open and that's all fine, well, and good, but motherfucker, we going to court. I have too much to lose to be out here in the street. So anytime I see people fighting other people, it just, all you do is you just look broke. You look broke as fuck. You look like I don't have shit to lose. Now, I could see if somebody had did something to your kid, all bets off. Stab him with a pack of saltines. Do what you need to do. But when you just out in the street just fighting for no reason, you ain't got shit, huh? That's what it is. You ain't got shit. And you want me to hit you so you could sue me. Fuck out of here. So it upsets me that she had to go through this. And then she says, do you think that I should allow my ex-husband to see our child? And I'm just like, you know, you have to go by what the court says because they can hold her in contempt. And it's just, it's fucking messy. And what y'all don't understand is, like, I'm heavy every single day. And when I say that I'm heavy, it means that I have emotional shit that's going on that's not even any of my personal shit that people are bringing to me that I have to help them with. And I'm not a saint. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But I listen to you women. I listen to you men when you ask me, can I help mentor your daughter? Because the mother. But what I'm seeing as an overall trend is that we have lost the art of being women, and we have lost the art of being a mother. Why are these girls who are 20-something years old coming to me, okay, which I would have had a child at age, you know, 14 or 15 to be your mother, you know, to be their mother. Why are you coming to me when this is shit? I would go to my mom and tell my mom anything. Mom, stubbed my toe, I'm bleeding to death, I put it in somebody's soup. That was bad, don't do it again, sorry. That's the type of shit, no, I did not put blood in nobody's soup, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I told my mom too much, she didn't want to know. We were very close. So I get that. Then I get, you know, the other emails of, you know, you men, there's another disease that's going around, and it's called bitch-assness, and just so y'all know, I'm sipping on some red wine tonight. I had a man, straight up, don't know me, don't know nothing about me, and I don't care what anybody says, you were raised wrong. So one of my followers, she posts something about men being in her inbox. She just went through several surgeries. She did the lap band. She lost probably about 100 and something pounds. Kudos to her. Then she had the other surgery to remove the skin. You know, and I'm always rooting for anybody that's trying to do a healthy lifestyle change, and she's doing it the right way. She's not doing coke or trying to, you know. So she's like, you know, y'all got to stay out my inboxes telling me I'm so beautiful, because when you get to a certain age, I don't want to fucking hear I'm beautiful. I really fucking don't. I want to hear that you bought me a bag of tacos. I really don't give a fuck about what you, you know, tell me my eyebrows look nice today or some shit like that. And it's not that I can't take a compliment. It's just that, you know, we kind of see that you say that to every other motherfucker in the street and in the world. So it's not special when you say it to me. I have to feel like I am Queen Bee on Turd Mountain at all fucking times. If I don't feel like what we have is special, then we don't need to be. Just like any guy that I've ever dated, and it's not that many because, like I said, we overlap or, you know, we're together 5 years, 10 years, whatever. Any guy that I've ever dated, if one guy was to tell the other guy, well, Denise did this or somebody said this, he'll call you a liar. She didn't do that when she was with me. You see what I'm saying? So everybody gets a different version, and I'm hoping that the version of myself that I am right now is the best version, obviously, because we've had years to perfect it. But so now she goes in and she's saying, you know, stay out my inbox. This dude, I don't know where, what part of Villa Rica ridiculousness he was from. I don't even know that he spoke English. I'm not sure, but he's like, you're a bitch, and this, this, and this. And I always have a problem with men that address women just because I feel like, don't be a bitch. Like, don't be a bitch. You're not even like a regular bitch. You're like a bitch's bitch. That's just like a level of bitch-assness that I don't understand. Like, the women argue with the women, and men, you argue with the men. Because, see, you wouldn't say that to her brother or her daddy because you would get knocked the fuck out. So he goes in on her, and then I make a joke to her, and I guess he thought that I was agreeing with what she said and was like, and you know what? Fuck you. You're a bitch too, Miss Denise Scott. Okay. And then went in my inbox on Facebook to tell me, and again, I'm going to call you a bitch. And I said, oh, it must have been you that was in her inbox. He goes on. He sounded like the Wayans brother situation from In Living Color when they was like the annunciation of the pontification of the situation of the libation of the wine and the saltine and cheese. Like, that's how this motherfucker sounded. I was like, I can't even have an I can't even have a conversation with you. So I'm just going to stop. Your mother must be proud, and so must your elementary school teachers. So he starts going off. The girl shuts him down. And then, you know, we're like, yeah, girl power, whatever. But, like, what the fuck is wrong with you men that because of social media, and y'all know I just experienced this last week where we had a situation with those we don't speak of, and a guy gets on my page and was like, you're just an ugly-ass bitch. And I was like, your pops don't think so, though. You understand what I'm saying? Like, why are you coming to my page? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But see, you wouldn't say that to my brothers, though. Because they will beat your ass, your daddy ass, your mama ass, and probably slap your children and kill your dog. You understand what I'm saying? So people got to be careful when they come for certain people, because some people not about their life. I'm not trying to ruin your day. I'm trying to fuck up your whole life. I'm not the one. I just sit back and do what I want to do. If I got to come up off the throne and address some dumb shit, oh, I'm coming for everybody. I'm eating your whole family. Fuck your grandmama. I'm going to hit her in the car when I'm in Target parking lot with a red cart. I don't give a fuck. Fuck everybody. I don't give a fuck of none of y'all. Y'all could all starve. You understand what I'm saying? That's where I'm coming from. So as far as men are concerned, I made a comment and I said, this is what happens when we as women raise these young men and you allow your son to hear another man call you a bitch or beat on you or talk to you like you crazy. You don't think that your children are watching that and that they don't see that and think that it's fucking okay to do that? You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You know, I wish that someone would ever call me and say that my son called a female a bitch. Because the first thing I'm going to do is punch him in his throat and ask him, why were you even arguing with a female? That is not your scope of practice. That's not what we do here. So, I mean, it is what it is. And you have to understand, my ex-husband, his father, very machismo, very Dominican, you know, and it is what it is. But you women have got to do better. All this turning up and drinking lean and shit like that, I hope all your kids get fucking taken away from you and shit. Because if the state's paying for them anyway, you on the internet getting turned up every week, shit, I'm jealous. Because I got to turn down shit every week. I can't turn up every week. I got to turn shit down in order to be able to function and handle business as a mother. You know, I would never want to put something on the internet. You guys have to be careful with your content and what you're putting out there and information. There's photos that have been published of certain females that if I looked at the picture, I could tell you exactly what apartment building they're in just based on the fact either I've been there or they have a landmark in the photo. Don't fucking do that. People are crazy. You girls are so starved for likes. You men fucking too. You men too. You'll post your whole fucking license plate in a photo. Do you know what I could do with your fucking license plate information, you ignorant motherfucker? Do you know? Because you know that you can look that up and it will give your motherfucking address, dummy. You're supposed to blur all that shit out. You understand what I'm saying? You guys have got to stop being so frivolous and carefree with your personal information. Not everybody should have access to you. John Lennon was killed by a crazed fan. And this was before. This was before social media, okay? Walked up on him coming out of a hotel that he was known to be at, killed him. You know, you have no idea. You think you're a celebrity? You might really be a celebrity to somebody. Not to me. I don't give a fuck about you. But what I'm saying is that to some of these girls or to some of these women or to some of these men, you know, they look at me like I'm, you know, something that I'm not. And I'm like, I'm just Boom's mom. I'm just this one's ex-wife. I'm just Denise. But at the end of the day, you know, I have to realize that sometimes I say fucked up shit or that sometimes I do fucked up shit. And so there's a consequence for that. So I had to learn how to argue with people. Like, I don't argue with motherfuckers that ain't got shit to lose. What the fuck I'm going to do? You know, we had a situation that very easily could have been defamation of character. But when you go to sue somebody, like, and they don't have shit, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Sue you for a fucking hair weave or a shoe? Give a fuck about a shoe. I have over 200 pairs of shoes just in this closet. Not even the storage unit, not anything else. So you have to be careful. You got to choose your battles. You know what I mean? It's not worth it to argue or to fight with people. My cousin, you know, her brother, you know, he went to go pick up, and this happened in Pittsburgh, you know, went to go pick up his child and got into an altercation with the new boyfriend, and the new boyfriend shot my cousin, which is my cousin's brother, to death. Okay? Shot him to death. The attorney for the case, black attorney out of Pittsburgh, posts on Facebook, yeah, it's a win, this, that, and the third. And I had to go chin check this motherfucker because I'm like, you know what's funny about the deceased's mother is that that's my aunt. So you should probably be a little bit more careful with your content and what's appropriate to put on the internet. Somebody died here. Somebody's father is gone. And all of this over some dumb beef. So now two families are ruined. The family of the shooter, because you got to go to jail. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to get a job, you know. And then the child. And then my cousin. You know, and then my aunt and everybody else. So, you know, people want to get out there and put all this information out there and then get mad when somebody calls them on it and, you know, this, that, and that. Then don't put the fucking information out there. You don't want nobody to know where you fucking live. Don't say that somebody's a stalker and you put the fucking information out there. You put that shit out there for a fucking investigative report. It's First 48 up in this bitch. Because I, listen, mine don't even post nothing. That motherfucker be posting shit like once every 6 months. Okay? Because he already know if I even see a motherfucking leaf in the background, I'll be like, that type of leaf is not indigenous to this portion of Texas. And so I want to know where the fuck you was at. Did they have maple leaves? And it was in the north. And so clearly the circumference of it. Like, I don't I'm crazy for real. You know, and it's not that I'm jealous. It's just that I'm too old for you to be trying to tell me some bullshit. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Motherfucker, I know how I met you. You understand what I'm saying? I know how you get down, you know. So those were some of the things that were going on with me this week, is just the bitch-assness of men. And, again, it falls back on us as women. And I get a lot of people that say, you know, why you cuss so much on your show? Well, because when I tried to be fucking appropriate, y'all didn't listen to me. Okay, when I came out on my original statuses, the way that I really am, y'all didn't pay me no motherfucking attention. It wasn't until I started eating people's faces off, because that's really who I am in real life, about 2 years ago when I started just tearing everybody up, facts, statistics. You're talking to somebody that has a library in each home that I've ever lived in. I just have shelves and shelves of books and shit that I just read, and I subscribe to magazines, and now we got the online shit. I still like paper books, and, you know, so I'm a thespian by nature. I just want to learn shit. I want to read some shit that I didn't know about before. And because I write nonfiction, you know, I watched a documentary not that long ago on Johnny Cash. Love Johnny Cash. And what a lot of people come to me about, they're like, oh, you like Johnny Cash don't write no goddamn devil music. How does Johnny Cash write devil music in his original roots? He's like a little black man. He started in the church in Arkansas. His parents actually picked cotton. Okay, but what I love about Johnny Cash is the fact that he had this amazing relationship with June Carter Cash, and you see June being depicted as more of the stronger character, but you didn't see that on their show. And he said something very poignant where he said, you know, he said, I was so hot at one point that, you know, everything I touched turned to gold. He said, and then, because I had been in so much pain, he had been, you know, on drugs, and he was an alcoholic and all this other stuff. And then he goes, then everything just went to shit, you know, when he tried to be mainstream, he was affiliated with Billy Graham. Like, how could you say that he's, you know, doing devil music and he was affiliated with Billy Graham? You know what I'm saying? Bringing the young people into the churches. So he ended up, they did, it was Rick Rubin that was affiliated with Run DMC and all them back in the 90s, I think late 80s, early 90s, that actually wanted to do a documentary about him. That's where he wrote the song talking about his empire of dirt. And the video was like very graphic and it was very sad, you know, because he was looking back on everything and saying like, I went from having all this. And not that he was ever broke, but, you know, he fell the fuck off. He fell off. And he said, what happens is that when you're creating, you know, you live life and then you're so full of energy and you can't wait to get all that information out. But then once that information is out, those albums, you know, what do you do now? You have to live life again and more, and you have to write from a different perspective. You know, you ever take someone that's known for being unhappy and read what they write, it's the most poignant, deliberate, and amazing work ever. And then when you read again and they're happy or they're married or they, you know, they moved into a different life space, you know what I mean? Their work sucks. And I think that was the same depiction they did. I think it was in the Five Heartbeats when he said, you know, you keep coming over here with this teeny bopper music, go get your heart broken and then come back and write for me. And he says, why do I got to get my heart broken? He said, because then you're going to write good music. And I believe that to be partially true. So a lot of times, like if I have writer's block, it's because I don't want to go through the pain, because I do write nonfiction. And that's why I do, so, you know, ghostwriting and things like that, because I'll take your pain and put it in my backpack, put it in my purse, write about it all day, because it subsides this bandage that I have from my own pain. You know, and people say, oh, my God, you're so smiling all the time. That's the opposite theory. Any motherfucker that you see that's just happy all the motherfucking time, be scared of their ass, because there's something fucking wrong. Nobody's that fucking happy, ever, not even me, you know, except children. You know, anybody that you see and they just, everything seems so good to be true. You know, the other trial and tribulation, we're looking at the Laura Govan and the Gilbert Arenas situation. I told y'all motherfuckers 4 years ago when that motherfucker put her out with them four kids, when she was on Basketball Wives LA, her and the sister. The mom is the real MVP. You got two daughters that married into the, well, Laura didn't, but Gloria did, and then her and Matt ain't together no more, but beautiful girls. But when she had them four, who the fuck has four kids to a motherfucker and they don't marry him? And you can't say it's because we didn't have enough money to get the certificate, or, you know, some people say money. Me, I'm the type of chick, it don't take that long. We can go to the Justice of the Peace, and then we could just have a party later on. I'm good with that. I'm good with not telling anyone, and then we could just go to a party later. And, you know, and just have it like that, because as you get older, you start losing friends, and it's less about, oh, my God, so-and-so is going to, you know, flip out when they see this, or, you know, this is going to be dope for my wedding. And, you know, it's not about that. It's not about the invitations. It's not about any of that. Like, at this point, I would just be happy to go to the JP, get little bands made. I don't even want the Rock. I don't, you know how many Rocks I've had? I've been engaged six goddamn times. Twice to the same man, only married once. So these types of things, you know, I don't care about, but I feel like we are getting ourselves into situations where we're biting off more than we can chew based on shit that you see on the internet. You know, some of the, first of all, you know how many fucking fake Louboutins I see on the motherfucking internet? Y'all act like I don't know what a jacked up motherfucking heel looks like. Y'all motherfuckers know y'all be dead ass wrong wearing them. And the first thing I say is Louboutin never made them, but okay. Mm-mm. Just because you paint them the bottom red don't mean that's really a red bottom. And just for people to understand the importance of that, let's go back to Gilbert Arenas. He got mad at Laura Govan and said, you spend our child support money stunting on a gram. That's terrible. I'd be embarrassed as fuck. Why you being messy like that? Pause. You being messy like that, and you just had a baby to a chick that had a baby to Marshall Faulk. I guess he's some football player. Like, what the fuck is going on? Hoes is winning in 2015, dead ass. You know, and it ain't about the pussy. Trust me, it ain't about the poonanny. I don't know what the fuck it's about. I don't know if they just running from the situation that they in, but I can promise you this. I'm not popping out one motherfucking kid and you didn't marry me. No. I guess we'll, I'll be roller skating down fucking 75 and shit trying to get hit by a car. And then Jesus can forgive me. No, I'm not going to do it. you know, and kudos to y'all that can, but I, you know, I couldn't do it because then you talk to me like I'm crazy. I have to fucking kill you. And I just fucked up my body. I just fucked up my life having a baby with you because you told me you loved me last Tuesday and shit, and now, you know, I'm pregnant and you don't want me. What? No. No, sir. And we all know that this is not the 70s. This ain't the 80s. Babies don't keep men anymore. Okay? Some men keep other men. Okay? So Gilbert Arenas goes on, does all that. I'm sorry. Gilbert Arenas wouldn't be playing basketball no more. I'll fuck him up. Like, he would be beat the fuck down. I'll take them knees from him dead ass in a parking lot in my car, vehicular, fucking involuntary vehicular manslaughter. I don't know what happened. I fucking fell asleep at the wheel. I just so happened to be in the parking lot and hit that motherfucker. I don't know. Then you're going to embarrass me? Now, here's where you women fuck up. You had all these years. Now, he put you out before, and I think she was living with, I forget which one of the girls she was living with, but you got a whole, you have four babies to a man that's worth like $100 million or something like that. There's no reason you should have been living with anybody. But this is, these are valuable lessons, so that's why when some people say, I hate watching reality TV because that's not real, shit, it's somebody's reality. You know, you have Tammy, who was married to Kenny Anderson. Tammy Roman was married to Kenny Anderson. She had to go on welfare. Again, this is a man that back in the day was the man. You're talking about Shaquille O'Neal level. Like, he was, you know, he was a known player and just didn't pay the fucking child support. Just because they order it don't mean these motherfuckers don't pay it. You know what I'm saying? If they get switched from team to team, by the time that the order goes in and all this other stuff, and, you know, motherfuckers be like, keep the courts out of it, the white man. Don't you talk to me nothing about the white man, and your fucking kids got a benefit card and you get fucking food stamps and goddamn free health care benefits because that's the white man too. So don't talk to me about the fucking courts. I believe that all women, because y'all motherfuckers be sensitive thugs and shit, should be going down to the courthouse if you have a baby, whether y'all cool or not, and just be like, you know what? We can agree on an amount. Because if you go into the court with an agreed amount, the judge will 99% of the time be like, okay, that's cool. They worked it out. They put you in mediation, all that shit. When I went into the court with a set amount, my ex-husband said, nope, I feel like I'm going to have to pay you less. So I don't want that amount. And it was like $2.50. I mean, not literally, but I'm just saying. We went in that motherfucking court. That judge was like, no, sir. And it was double what the fuck he thought he was going to pay. And it was more than what I asked for. But one thing about me, I don't go to the court. I never went back. Whatever that fucking amount of money was, I'm responsible for my son, period. So if daddy don't want to pay, or daddy is, you know, in Venezuela or Colombia or wherever daddy is, then guess what? My son still got to eat. So it don't fucking matter whether daddy sends money. Daddy's money is always going to be extra. And it actually, I'm one of the moms that actually does spend the money on the child. You can see it. My child just got braces. You know, that's not a fucking game. Like, that shit is a small used car. I've seen his braces cost more than some used cars. You know, he got, like, the real metal joints. And all he has is an overbite. So it's not even like, you know, and this is when you appreciate the fact that you have insurance. You know, but even insurance doesn't cover orthodontics because that's, you know, a cosmetic procedure, you know. So, you know, I'm just very thankful. I'm in a space, especially with the blood moon, that I'm very thankful for my surroundings. I'm thankful for my beloveds. I'm thankful for, you know, my family, and that we're able to, you know, come together for the greater good of, you know, the brand. And something else, you know, that I wanted to bring up as well, besides the four kids situation, is the fact that, you know, as I get older, I feel like, you know, like today I retracted a statement. I'm not going to say what the statement was, but after you've done some living for a little bit, you know, like Johnny Cash said, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, put the pen down and go out and do some more living, and then you can write about it. I take shit too far, and I take shit to the edge of death. So for me, you know, especially in matters of love and light and, you know, all that, you know, crazy shit, whatever makes me happy and whatever makes me feel good, that's what the fuck I'm going to do. So I don't give a fuck what situation that you're attached to, or if you got one leg or whatever, whatever. I'm good. I'm self-made, not man-made. So I don't need, you know, you to do a whole bunch. Just be who the fuck you say you are, so that I can just be who the fuck I say I am, and that's that. So I feel like, you know, I'm in a really good space right now. I'm open to relationships. And I think that when you open yourself up and you say, you know what, I want to be loved and I want to love somebody back. A lot of women go into situations saying, I just want to be loved. And you can't do that because you have to be able to give it back. And not only do you have to be able to give it back, you have to be able to say, like, even if, and I know this sounds crazy, but you get to a place where you have to be able to say, I love this person just because I love them. So it doesn't really matter whether they love me back or not, or whether they say it back or not. It has to be a situation where it's like, whether you love me or not, I just felt that you should know that I love you and the love is there. You know what I mean? Because it's a good energy. And as women, we become so tough and so leathery and so, you know, just hard that we're unable to be mothers. We're unable to show love or to love other people. And so I feel extremely blessed to any little girl or any young woman or any young lady, I call them my young queens, that are in my inboxes asking me questions about what should I do with this or what should I do with that. I adore you, and I think that it's great because I feel like it is a blessing and it's an honor that you would come to me and my life's fucked up or has been fucked up, and I don't have all the answers. You know what I mean? I'm 90% Kanye West, and, you know, the other percent is just a fucking asshole, which he's all those things. But, you know, for me, I just feel like I take being a woman very seriously. So if I'm not doing my part, if I'm not making a man feel loved, then what the fuck are you really here for? Are you just here to service him? Because that's really all sex is servicing. And you ladies have to get out of the notion that, you know, girl, my thing's so good that, girl, please, we all have the same motherfucking equipment. You got to get in his head before you get in his bed. If you can't get in his head before you get in his bed, there is nothing that is going to make you different from any other big booty Instagram chick or chick that he sees in the bar, or chick that he sees anywhere else. And you got to put the fear of God in these motherfuckers right now. You got to let them know, like, I will fuck you up. You know, because all this, like, docile, turn your head, I see a lot of shit, especially on that one show, Wags. Oh, my God, there would have been so many houses burnt the fuck down, because I'm crazy like that for real. And here's what's funny. All men will tell you, you know, that motherfucker crazy, whatever, whatever, but they'll never say, I don't like crazy girls, because men associate crazy girls with great sex and just a great time. Yeah, it's all fun and games, motherfucker, until you can't get up. Because I done miseried your ass. Like, I'm crazy like that for real. So I warn people, you know, in the beginning, like, hey, you know, we might have an altercation if you do X, Y, and Z. But 90% of the time, I don't have to tell them because they already know. They be like, this, I got to get this motherfucker off my page, or I got to, you know, do this. Or, you know what I mean? Because I'm not about that disrespectful bullshit. And I don't do that to men either. I'm very feminine. I feel like, and I pop off. You know, I'm sure that I don't sound the way that I look. Like, if you know, we've not met ever before, I'm very, you know, I like to work the room. I like to work the crowd. You know, I'm happy. I'm, you know, all these things. But if you cross me, I just feel like I got to go for your jugular, and I'm going to do it in the nicest way that it's going to make you want to just go jump off a bridge. I don't have to do it. You know, and when it comes to my beloveds or, you know, any man that I deal with, that's like the king. So, and a lot of you women have to get out of the habit of, if he's a toad or whether he's the king, you still have to treat him like he's a king until he shows you otherwise. When he shows you otherwise, then you leave that motherfucker alone. There's no reason for it. Right? Because if all of us were having these amazing experiences with each other, whereas if a man that dated me says, you know what, you know, and in the end they do. They say, you know, Denise was always Denise. She was who she was when she got here. You know what I'm saying? It was me that fucked up. Now, they're not going to say that in the beginning. They're not going to say, oh, I cheated, or, oh, I, you know, whatever, whatever. And another thing y'all do, if a motherfucker cheat, it's not your fault. It's not. And I'm going to tell you why. Because everybody has free will. Motherfucker could have just left you. He didn't have to cheat. He could have been a gangster. You ain't no real gangster. If you can't go tell your woman and she's standing 5'2", look, I don't fuck with you like that. I don't rock with you like that. I'm going over here with Eunice. You ain't no real gangster if you got to keep lying to a motherfucker that cannot physically harm you without the aid of a gun or a knife. you are not a motherfucking gangster. You just a punk. Because I come from the era where a motherfucker tell you, yeah, I fucked her. Fucked the shit out of her. But it was just one time, babe. It was just, you know what I mean? I come from the era where a motherfucker like, I ain't even going to lie. Because if she asking me, I know she already know. Because I'm crazy. I know the motherfucker's social security number. I know where she live. I know where she go to school at. I can tell you what class she in right now, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not dumb. And we, just as a woman, you have to get out of the habit of turning a blind eye to shit and then blowing up all at once. You see some shit that you don't like, pop off on that motherfucker ASAP. Hey, I don't like that fucking shit. So that when you go to leave, you can't say, well, motherfucker, look, I met Jim Bob, because I'm a gangster for real. I tell motherfucker straight up, look, I started seeing somebody. I really don't feel comfortable, you know, sharing energy with you. Not just sex, just energy with you. I don't want to see you. That's it. And motherfuckers be angry than a motherfucker at me. They be like, this motherfucker, she ain't shit. She, you know, nah, but I kept a G with you. So that you didn't have to read about it, so that you didn't have to see a picture nowhere. And I don't really post my beloveds like that. You might get like an ear or like an arm or some shit like that. I don't really tag them motherfuckers like that. I don't even like to be on their pages because I don't like to see the bullshit they following. I'm sure they don't like to see motherfuckers following me. But again, I'm single until I'm married, so I do whatever the fuck I want to do. And that's another thing you guys got to stop doing. You women keep giving all these motherfucking married man privileges to these motherfuckers that ain't even claiming you. They're not even claiming you. So how the fuck are you going to explain if this motherfucker be having a whole girlfriend, wife, or whatever that you didn't know about? Now, you look crazy. My biggest fear is being embarrassed. Like, if a motherfucker ever, like, and I was embarrassed a couple years ago with that cat that was in Detroit, not the motherfucker that, you know, we were talking about, not JD. I didn't date him because I've never even met him. But I dated somebody else in Detroit, and now it's fucking hilarious because it's always the motherfucker, you ain't got to worry about her, babe. She just commenting on pictures, and now he with this motherfucker. You know, kudos to y'all, but like, motherfucker, you ain't shit. You know that you was fucking that girl probably while we was together or probably in the beginning stages or whatever, whatever. And when I told you I would go to her drive-thru and drag that motherfucker out her drive-thru, if she commented one more motherfucking time on a photo, you understand what I'm saying? You got defensive. But see, that just goes to show you, and this is 2 years ago, that women's intuition were never wrong. You know? We're never, ever, ever wrong. I told you before, I don't give a fuck if that shit said that your man was in Cambodia in the fucking jungle with Diddy sucking on a Cambodian lady's pregnant breast milk and drank it with Ciroc. I don't give a fuck if your intuition told you that. It fucking happened. You know, you just need to figure out how. And I'm not saying that you should go around and be paranoid like that and this, that, and the third. But I just feel like, you know, you have to take control of what's happening to you. If it's some shit that I don't want, literally I will say to my people, I'll be like, listen, I don't like X, Y, and Z, fix it. Because what I'm saying to you is that I'm giving you the opportunity to fix it. I'm not going to tell you how to fix it. You're a manly man at that. So you, as a man, need to figure out how to fix your behavior because it's not conducive with what the fuck we're trying to do. And I will fuck you up. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying, like, I don't promote violence. I'm not saying that I will, you know, tear your car up. But I am saying that I will show up on your ass somewhere unannounced. I will go to some place that I know you'll be at unannounced. And I'm talking about off a plane unannounced. So I'm a scary motherfucker like that. Like, I don't play them type of games and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I feel like, and it's not about me creeping or being insecure or anything like that. Sometimes you got to pop up on a motherfucker and let them know. Like, I will fuck everybody up in here. And just your presence. Trust me, I'm a big ball of energy when I'm out. I could be outside and I'm still a big ball of energy, you know, but I will be respected. And I don't disrespect my people like that. So I would expect, and my people don't even go out, but I'm just saying, if he did, just know, I'll pop up on your ass. I don't give a fuck. I'll recite your address to you, tell you where you work at, when you take your lunch break, everything else. Because that's my job to know, just like I would hope that you stalked me a little bit. Y'all dudes be acting like y'all don't stalk us, too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so you just happen to know that I like chocolate-covered strawberries on Tuesdays? Get the fuck out of here. You just happen to know that I like pink peonies, flowers, in a clear bulb vase? Come on now. Stop it. You just happen to know. My page is open for a reason because I don't give a fuck. But we are going to end the show. I just want to say sorry to my listeners. Last week I didn't do a Tuesday show because I felt like we've been doing a Tuesday show and a Monday show. Well, the Tuesday show started about 6 months ago, but the Monday show we've been doing for over a year. And I felt like with everything that was going on last week, I didn't want people to think that, you know, like, oh, my God, she's milking this, like milking it from what? From what teat? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's an unfortunate situation that, you know, it was slightly lucrative, but, you know, I wish that the whole thing never happened. But I don't want my listeners to listen to me or any of that because of that. I want them to listen to me because I'm a fucking queen. And I feel like, you know, if we can get back to queendom, then men will get back to kingdom, and then we can really run shit. And if you ask me if that's what I really think, my answer is going to always be, hell yeah, fucking right. Of course, I'm leaving the show with Drizzy. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Tuesday, be back.
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait, or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated, and I think I text her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I text her and told her I love it. And right after text her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, fucking right.